John and wasn't able to do it.
Your winner and your runner-up over the weekend at the final major of 2013, Jason Duffner, the victor, Jim Furyk, the bridesmaid this particular time around. But, you know, first trouble, not a bad weekend overall. $865,000. I wish I had gotten $865,000 to be second at anything ever. Henrik Stenson finished third alone for $545,000. He really had a good tournament, actually. Shot even par or better in all four rounds. Ken Duke finished a little bit back in the pack. $16,300 over the weekend, which is, again, about $16,300 more than I made. Lauren is here from the Arkansas Rice Depot to talk about the telethon, which is coming up in a couple of days here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Fantastic.
I'm good.
I would like some of that money that they just won to help feed kids.
Boy, I tell you what, it would go a long way, wouldn't it?
I could feed a lot of kids with that.
Yeah, I guess we should have mentioned the winner's take, too. Jason Duffner takes home $1.445 million.
That would fund my whole program for a year.
And then some. So what are we doing on Thursday? Tell me what time we start, how it all goes, what people can do, how they can get involved.
So most students in Arkansas start back to school on Monday. You might be taking your kids out to get new school clothes, school supplies, things like that. Well, we're trying to get our kids ready to go back to school, but we do it a little differently because we're having to provide for 35,000 kids. So our back-to-school preparations are getting food, backpacks, personal care items, things that these kids need. Many of them have not had a consistent supply of nutrition over the course of the summer, and so they're ready to get back to school to have that stability in their lives. So this Thursday on Channel 4, KRK, we are going to be doing a back-to-school food for kids telethon, starting bright and early at 5 a.m. and running all the way till 10:30, 11 o'clock that evening. We will be raising funds to provide for our kids. We can provide a meal to a child on Food for Kids for as little as a dollar. So every bit makes a difference and every bit helps. So often when I say 35,000 kids, people are like, whoa, there's no way that my $5 or my $10 can really make a difference. But it does. So $5 provides evening meals over the course of a school week for a child on the program. So that's, you know, one cup of coffee or getting takeout for lunch. So it really adds up and makes a huge difference.
Or maybe getting a Coke Zero and a bag of Sun Chips in Chris's case. Yeah. Okay, so what about Food for Kids, I guess? Talk about how that works. And there are other programs I know that you all are involved with, and maybe if you want to mention some of those.
So Arkansas Rice Depot is the only statewide food bank here in Arkansas. We serve over 35,000 kids through our Food for Kids program. We also have our food pantry program and soup kitchen program, and then a senior feeding program as well. But Food for Kids is really special and unique because it started at Arkansas Rice Depot almost 20 years ago. And since then, it's been replicated in over 40 states across the nation, and most recently in two cities in Mexico. So Awesome. It's a really good things come from Arkansas. You know, you always hear about Walmart and things like that, but Food for Kids also came from Arkansas, so we're really proud of it. Every gift makes a difference. Everything we do completely free of charge. There's no delivery fee or anything like that. So any gift, 98% of that goes directly back into our programs. So we're providing kid-friendly things that these kids can take home, make for themselves anywhere from kindergarten all the way up through high school age. And it's really become so much more than just food. These kids are able to concentrate in the classroom. They're also able to succeed academically. We had a whole lot of stories this past school year actually from coaches who had kids that were on their football team or on their baseball team that over the course of the season they realized they weren't performing the way they used to. And after they had that conversation with them, they realized that they weren't getting enough food at home. So these coaches were able to get them on the Food for Kids program and really saw a huge difference in the way they performed, not only academically, but on the field as well.
Well, we like to argue a lot on this show and on this station, but I think one thing everybody's on board with is kids eating. So this is an easy one for us to come together on.
Second that.
Yeah. How do we do it? I know there'll be a phone bank we can call and set. Is there an online version as well?
So you can go online today. You can go online right now to ricedepot.org and make a gift. Any gift of any size will help. You can designate it to Food for Kids, or you can just have it go to general operating support as well. Then on Thursday, if you're interested in actually calling into the phone bank and talking to one of our volunteers, we'll have the number that we'll share and that you guys can remind people on Thursday about as well. And get it on maybe on the website.
What is it?
It's 501-340-4922.
4922. Okay. And I was going to ask about how, real quick, we only got about a minute left, how you identify kids that get in the program. Obviously, 35,000, there have been a lot of them identified, but I mean, how do you go about doing that? Do the families ask? Do the parents ask? Are parents the...
So it's
teachers,
really, it's a combination of things. It's teachers, counselors, coaches, like we talked about earlier. It's any child that has issues in the classroom because of emotional, physical, or academic needs due to hunger at home. So it could be a child that's sleeping through class. It could be a child that's having to go to the nurse's office every day because they're having headaches and stomach aches. And once you see that in a child on a regular basis, you start talking to them, you realize that maybe something else is going on. Mm-hmm. There's a story of a young boy that got to school and was just crying and crying and crying because his bus got there late. Well, nobody could figure out why he was crying, so he got sent to the nurse's office, and as she was talking to him, she realized his bus got there late, he'd missed breakfast, and hadn't had anything to eat since yesterday at lunch. So, you know, it's just different things like that. We're able to provide for brothers and sisters as well, so no child is having to divide up what they get with their siblings.
Well, it's heartbreaking. So,
it is, but it's good, too.
Yeah.
There's always good. We had 582 students that were on the Food for Kids program that actually graduated from high school. So, you know, you're thinking about our future, you know, basketball, football, baseball players, you know, that could be those kids that graduated this year. Yeah. So it's always good.
A lot better chance at an academic future as well if they decide to study beyond high school. So.
Absolutely.
501-340-4922 or online at
ricedepot.org.
That's so easy to remember. Lauren, good seeing you again.
Always.
Good luck with the effort. This is a big one.
Appreciate
Thursday,
it.
If you want to call in, and online 24/7 anytime.
Absolutely.
You're always taking gifts. 11:58, 1 hour left. We'll be back and talk about some nonsense in a moment. Yeah.